Jill, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hi, thanks.
Things must be busy at the Art Museum these days. Tell us briefly about Terracotta Army, Legacy of the First Emperor of China, and how this show came about.
It's a tremendous exhibition that's been in the works for many years. Our curator, Dr. Ho-Mei Sung, has been working with the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and also with museums and institutions in China that allow us to bring over terracotta warriors for the first time to Cincinnati. These are part of that amazing archaeological discovery in the 1970s, where a farmer building a well actually was digging and found these pieces of terracotta, and they realized this was a massive discovery in China. And so we're bringing about 10 of these terracotta figures to our museum in Cincinnati for the very first time. And it is a great way for us to showcase this history and this beautiful art as well.
How large are the figures?
So they're larger than life. They're about 6 feet tall. Each one is very unique. It has distinctive features on each one, and they each have a different position. We have some that are like generals in the army, and then some that are archers, and some that are cavalrymen. So each one is going to be very unique and very distinctive as you look at each figure.
My guess is that this is no ordinary exhibition to present. Can you tell us something about what went on behind the scenes as you prepared for this show?
Absolutely. So our curator, Dr. Ho-Mei Sung, really had to spend a lot of time researching this particular subject. She is Chinese, so she's very familiar with the subject matter. And together with her colleague in Virginia, they were able to pull their resources on a scholarly level. And they did research and actually wrote an entire catalog about recent discoveries. Again, they were originally discovered in the 70s, but as they continue to unearth them, they're making more and more very interesting discoveries in China. And so she put together this catalog that highlights the importance of the Qin Dynasty, which is showcased in this exhibition. So they're able to really highlight the importance from a historical level and artistic level as well. There are beautiful pieces of bronze, silver, and gold, along with those really memorable terracotta pieces.
The period the exhibition represents is so incredibly long ago. It's almost 3,000 years. But it sounds as though the objects themselves are from a very sophisticated culture. Am I right on that?
Absolutely. The Qin Dynasty was really renowned for being the one that united China. The first emperor who is highlighted in this exhibition, he's the one who helped really finalize the Great Wall of China and using that as a defense mechanism. He also helped establish the written language, more consistency in that. So he has made some great strides in uniting China at the time, and the discoveries and everything from that era has really helped create the China that we know today. And it was just a remarkable time in history.
I think you went to China yourself with Dr. Sung in preparation for this show?
I did, in January. It was an amazing experience, certainly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me. We did bring some journalists so that they can help tell the story of the Terracotta Army and share that with our Cincinnati audience. But I personally was able to just get a feel for the culture and the history. And we worked with different museums. And of course, we were at the excavation site, which is the Museum and Mausoleum of the Terracotta Army. And that was just breathtaking to see some of the 8,000 warriors standing in a row. It really took my breath away and was something I will never forget.
Well, I wanted to ask you if there's anything about the artworks in this exhibition that particularly surprised you.
So this was the first time I've had to see the terracotta warriors really up close since my visit to China. And it really allows us to just gauge the level of detail. As I said, each terracotta warrior is unique. They've done studies, then they can even tell some of the warriors were fashioned after people on different parts of China. They're that level of intricacy when they created them. And they had tens of thousands of workers, as you said, almost 3,000 years ago, working on these. So the production is so just incredible. And I think knowing that history allows you to appreciate all the artworks even more. And there's some really interesting things. There's a suit of armor that's made of these individual plates that's incredibly heavy, but that they would have worn in China at the time. I think people are going to be very impressed when they see this entire exhibition, because there's so much, from the terracotta warriors to the gold, silver, bronze. It's something for everyone.
Did anyone come along with these objects? I mean, do they have travel companions, so to speak?
Absolutely. These are truly cultural treasures. So we did have some members from China, whether they belong to different museums or from the excavation site, and some Chinese diplomats that came to Cincinnati to help ensure that they were unpacked correctly. Of course, we have our very trained and skilled art preparators and arrangers who were able to help unpack them from their custom-made crates and make sure they were installed correctly. But it's a very delicate process. If you're experienced with terracotta at all, it's not a hardy material. You have to just be very careful. And with our trained staff and the assistance from those experts in China that came here to Cincinnati, we were able to unpack them and make sure they're perfect to be on display.
What about programming in connection with the exhibition? What's coming up?
Well, we do have some more free events. Every Thursday is free, but those have been extremely popular. We're expecting most to be sold out. So you do want to arrive right at 4:30 if you want to come on a free event night. And then we also do have some additional lectures. Our website lists where and when each lecture is. But we also have a special perk for members. On Saturday and Sunday mornings, for the first time, we are open early for members. And then we also have a docent guided tour every weekend morning just for members. But that is first come, first serve, while supplies last, on those Saturdays and Sunday mornings. But I think that's a great way to be a member, to support the museum, and then to deepen your knowledge. If you've seen this exhibition already, you can do the guided tour and it'll even inspire you even more.
Well, do you know, is this the first time that an exhibition reflecting the incredible discovery of these works in the 1970s, is this the first time that there's been an internationally circulated exhibition?
There have been a few others throughout the country, but this is the first time it has been in Cincinnati. Back in the 80s, there was one in Columbus. But since that time, there have been so many discoveries. More and more pieces have been excavated. More research has been done by the experts like our curator. And so I think our exhibition is going to be unlike what anyone has ever seen before. It's a very unique take on this culture, highlighting these items and going in depth on the importance of this particular dynasty. So I think it's going to be a little bit different. Even if someone has seen a terracotta exhibition, ours will be a unique experience and will add on to their knowledge of the terracotta warriors.
I think Cincinnati is fortunate indeed to have Terracotta Army, Legacy of the First Emperor of China, appearing here. Thanks so much, Jill, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thanks, Jane.
We've been talking with Jill Dunn, Director of Marketing and Communications at the Cincinnati Art Museum, about the exhibition Terracotta Army, Legacy of the First Emperor of China, on view at the museum now through August 12th. For more information on tickets, see wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.